This is Wade Rasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Last six draws and sleeping giants show consumers still have some power. The evidence is incontestable that plastic straws are a significant part of the pollution killing aquatic and plant life in the world's oceans. It's equally undoubtable that many major brands, because of automated programming on social media, are clueless where their ads are displayed, including on some websites that are knocking on the door of pure evil, like the Breitbart properties. It's good news that there is progress on both of these fronts, thanks to environmental groups on one hand and a previously anonymous group of volunteers called Sleeping Giants on the other. McDonald's is now phasing out plastic straws in the United Kingdom and Ireland. Burger King's corporate ownership has taken a further step and committed to making all of its UK packaging recyclable by 2025. Starbucks and Hyatt Hotels have both indicated that they are phasing out plastic straws. Many outlets are saying they're switching to paper straws, which, as some have pointed out, was what plastic straws replaced. Fairgrinds Coffee House, a primary supporter of Acorn and owned by Acorn Global Enterprises, several weeks ago discontinued plastic straws. Rather than replaced with paper straws, which were almost unavailable at this time, Fairgrinds posted a notice at its stores outlining the environmental problem and indicating that straws of any kind would only be available upon request. People get it. We've gotten no complaints, and virtually no one has asked for a straw except for young children. I mean, really, do any of us actually need a straw in order to successfully drink something? Sleeping Giants was anonymous until recently, but it was wildly successful in putting a needle in the Breitbart money balloon. Many advertisers claimed they had no idea where their ads were running, though it's hard to believe some of the claims. Acorn, during our campaign against predatory loans, had to dump Google ads from our sites because every story and blog about the campaign had ads running from the targets along the borders of the story. Breitbart was finally punked by the giants. According to the New York Times, the site had about 649 advertisers on its website last month, showing around 1,902 different display ads, according to data from MoatPro, a digital ad intelligence product. That was down from 3,300 advertisers and 11,500 display ads in November 2016. Sleeping Giant's count of departed advertisers is closer to 4,000. As the giants expanded, they were also key in putting the pressure on Bill O'Reilly, another Fox fabulist. That led to enough advertisers bailing that it forced the hand of the network and led to their separations. The conservative news source, Daily Caller, managed to finally unmask the giants themselves, who turned out to be Matt Rivets, a copywriter, freelance copywriter in San Francisco, who's worked with a range of advertisers, who has identified as the account's creator against his wishes. Rivets, 45, confirmed the report on Twitter, where Sleeping Giants has more than 160,000 followers. He runs the account with Nadini Jami, 29, a freelance copywriter and marketing consultant, along with other still anonymous contributors. Too bad they couldn't stay on the down low, but regardless, big heaping thanks to Matt and Nadini. You did right. Keep up the good work. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.